Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And it is time for the Richmond Market Minute. Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is back with us. What is this? Yesterday is the Rose Bowl sell-off for the stock markets.
John, you know, there's always coincidence out there in the world.
Okay.
And we remind our listeners all the time that here's the big tip, stocks go up and down. Okay. And we had had, what, I think 8 days in a row, maybe, where we had had a rise in the S&P 500. So when you get that sort of streak, you need to be looking for the excuse that's going to cause the bout of profit taking, the consolidation, whatever you want to call it. All of the major indices were solidly higher through most of the day yesterday. The NASDAQ was remaining a little bit of weak, but the S&P was getting ready to touch a new all-time closing high. And coincidentally, late in the afternoon, the Big Ten and then the Big 12 announced that they were going to cancel college football. And, John, it could be just be coincidence, but that was about 3 o'clock. And the last hour, everything went from green to red on the screen. The selling just came in, and the Dow went from being up several hundred points to down over 100 points. The NASDAQ had been down about 0.5%, ended up down almost 1.75%. And you know, are we going to blame it on college football? I don't know that it's college football, but you're always looking for an excuse for profit-taking when you've had a big rally. And I think that might have been a little dose of, wow, we're working our way through this, but there are still some major disruptions out there in the world today. So, yeah, I'm going to call that the Rose Bowl. I guess it wasn't the Big 12; it was the Pac 12, and those are the two teams that play in the Rose Bowl. So, I guess we won't have a Rose Bowl, at least as we would notionally think about it in January. We already knew the parade was going to be canceled, but I think that was the excuse that markets used to sell off. Several people asked me, do you think people knew about the announcement from Vice President Biden and who his running mate was going to be? And I don't think that was the excuse for the sell-off. That, John, may be the excuse for the rally that is reigniting this morning, because when I talked to lots of pundits from very large institutional managers last evening, they all said, wow, that's probably a pretty good pick from the market standpoint, because if Vice President Biden were to win, Ms. Harris would be something along the lines of back to normal, if you will, in what we'd be looking at from policy. So I think it was the sell-off yesterday came from a dose of reality that we're still fighting this virus. We're not back to normal yet, but I don't think it had anything to do with who the vice presidential nominee will be for the Democrats. Mm-hmm. Just an observation, mm-hmm. But it would the timing was just too coincidental for me.
Interesting, interesting. Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors, thank you.
Hey, guys, lots of news out on interest rates over the next couple of days, too, John, so we'll keep an eye on that for everybody.
All right, thank you.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.